Blog Talk Radio.
Look at Mary standing there in the crowd with tears, streaming from her eyes. She looked up at her cross and saw her son hanging there. She looked at the crowd of people and she said, y'all, like you hear me calling.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, you've tuned into the Sunday Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And that was Willie Neal Johnson in the gospel keynote. Hallelujah. With Hallelujah, a fantastic song. Now, some of you can go back a little ways, and there were a lot of quartets in days gone by. There may not be as many now as there used to be, but I'm going to tell you, some of the old songs still reverberate in our spirit and our souls. Hallelujah. I can see Mary saying, "That's my son," with tears running down her face. Hallelujah. Hanging on the cross. Hallelujah. But guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, everybody, glory to God. It's Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's not dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. And we're alive today, too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not transcribed. We're coming to you live. Hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, none other than Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine is on special assignment, but I think that Dr. Theodis Lee is around somewhere. Dr. Lee, are you around here?
I'm right here. Praise the Lord. Glad to be on the broadcast with the both of you.
Hallelujah. And I think there's a doctor, Lord to God, Pastor Peaches Bird, are you around somewhere?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless God. And I know the Holy Ghost is here, because the Word of God said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he would be in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank God for being in the midst today. And we just thank God for what he's doing with this service that we have been having. And I tell you, we got our report, I think, either this morning or yesterday from March, that people in Madagascar and the UK and in Brazil and Canada and, of course, all over the United States and Jamaica were hearing our service. Did they say China, too, Pastor Peaches?
Chile. No.
It was Chile? All right. Well, praise God. We thank God for all those hallelujah that are listening wherever you are. We thank God for you.
It was China.
It was China. Okay, yeah, great, China, great.
Brazil, Canada, U.S., Jamaica, Madagascar, East Africa.
All right. Well, bless God. We thank God for that. We thank God for so many of you tuning in to the service. We praise God for you. Thank you for the love gifts and the seeds that you're planting. We thank God for all of the testimonies. From time to time, we'll be sharing them as God will give us utterance to do so. We'll be sharing the various testimonies that are coming in from all over the place. We thank God for him moving, not just here in Baltimore, but all over the world. We thank God for just being God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, before we get into the pastor's corner, I want you to do the housekeeping suggestions so we can make sure that people are prepared, hallelujah, to take notes even through the in the pastor's corner. Pastor Peaches, can you share that?
Yes. Hallelujah. Parents, get your children, your companions, the cats, the dogs, everybody. Tell everybody come into the room.
Hallelujah.
Phone on loudspeaker. Tell, give them the number that you dialed. Hallelujah. Tell them get their pencils, ink pen, notebook, composition notebooks, so they can write down the scriptures. Hallelujah. That we'll be giving you, so they can go back over them later on in the week or when they have some time to themselves. Hallelujah. Get their Bibles along with the notebooks. Yes. And also get your communion elements, whatever you're going to take in your home when we take communion. They can be bread, toast, a cracker, along with some water, some juice, a sip of soda, whatever you have, hallelujah, will honor it.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, we're going to have a time today because this is a special day. But, you know, every day is special when we think about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, it's time to turn the pastor's corner over to the dynamic duo. Of course, we shared that Pastor Maxine is on special assignment. So we have none other than Pastor Dr. Hallelujah, Theodis Lee.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. The floor is yours, Pastor Lee. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose or make a quality decision to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Amen. And I just want to say before I share the point of reference that the Lord wants me to share and turn it back over to the man and woman of God, Mrs. Lee, and I just honored to once again having the opportunity to be invited on this anointed, blessed broadcast. Amen. And to minister the word of God alongside them. We honor them. We appreciate them. We thank God for their steadfastness and their righteousness and their faithfulness to God. The Bible says the race not given to the swift or the mighty, but those that will continue to endure. Amen. And I can truly say from knowing these two couples, amen, over the years, they have always been the same. Amen. They've never changed as it pertains to their faithfulness and their commitment and their being reliable and dependable. And I just thank God for them. Amen. I know when you're in the broadcast, someone's coming on, you only know their voice, their personality as they come on, but the person you really don't know that much about them. So I'm just sharing a little bit more about them, amen, for those of you that may not know them in certain areas. We just love them. We love them very much. And again, we thank God for the Christ in them. We've known each other for many, many years now, and I could truly say out of my heart, out of truth, is that they are people of the word. They're people of prayer, and when they pray, they're people of power and endurance and people of integrity. And I just feel in my spirit the Lord wants me to encourage you, you guys' heart, amen. And because I know you're not going to say things like this, but it's the truth, you know, and we just love you, amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for the listeners, amen, that's tuning into this broadcast as well. Thank you for the birds for giving me liberty to do that. And then I'll maximize the next 2.5 seconds, a minute that I have to share. 2.5 seconds because I know that they're always filled with the word. So, amen. I know they have a word for you and just going to be tremendous, a blessing to you. Well, I felt in my spirit to share a little bit with you about knowing God. Knowing God. What does it mean to know our Father God? Yeah. This passage sums up Paul's primary pursuit in life. To know Christ from a prison cell. I want to repeat that. To know Christ, Brother Paul, from a penning of these words, from a prison cell. Amen. Yeah. Amen. In Rome, he was. Paul pens this personal letter in which he comes to terms with an accomplished past and a confining present. After his past as a persecutor of God's people, I want to emphasize that again, share it again. After a past of a persecutor of God's people and through his superior religious activities as a Pharisee, he was called a Pharisee of the Pharisees, Paul, the Apostle Paul, came to the liberating conclusion that all is rubbish. Glory to God. All is rubbish. In other words, it really wasn't worth what all I went to get all these degrees and honor and all this and that. It really wasn't worth it. Amen. And for those of you that may be listening to this broadcast, some of you, God is ministering this to you, this word directly to you, this part here, because some of you, the Lord let me know that you're just going after things, you know, and you want to attain this, you want to obtain that. And the Lord is saying to you, you can get it another way if you go do it my way. Amen. And he said, if you were willing to just trust me, amen, you can save a lot of time. And see, Paul, He went after it, amen, to get all the honors and the degrees. But then now here years later, he said it's not even worth it. It wasn't even worth it when he says rubbish. Compared to who? Compared to knowing the Lord. After he met Paul, after he met Jesus, I said, Paul met Jesus, amen, he realized I could have saved a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of whippings and a lot of other things, amen, that I experienced, amen, when I came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, compared to the Lord thy God. Verse 8, amen, and it says here in verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things as loss, excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. It wasn't worth it after all, that I may win Christ. Amen. And so, listen, God wants you to know, my brothers and sisters, amen, check yourself, check your heart, check your motive, in other words, going after this and going after that. God wants us to be prosperous in life. Yes, he does. He wants you to have the nice things that money can buy. Amen. But there's a lot of things that God said, I have another way for you, and you won't have to go through a lot of things like Brother Paul did. You won't have to go through a lot of things like Brother Lee and Sister Maxie did. I can use our own self as a testimony. Amen. He said, because once I turned my life over and submitted my life to Jesus Christ, I realized that those things weren't that important at all, trying to live in prestige and impress people. But he came to the knowledge, amen, and understanding, amen, I didn't have to do this at all if I had just turned to God, amen. And so it's still time, my brothers and sisters out there that listening to God, examine your heart. Why are you going after that thing that you're gung-ho about? Is it because God has given you liberty, God's given you peace, amen, he's blessed you, say go after it, or is it because of your hunger and your thirst, and you want to impress people, amen, and you want to get a bigger car, you want to get a bigger house, amen? There's nothing wrong with having nice things, but you don't want things, amen, having or possessing you, amen, because it just comes, amen, as a big show, and it really doesn't amount up to nothing. So make sure we examine ourselves, amen, as we live in our lives to please God. And he says here, comparing to the Lord in verse 8, and Paul was freed from stagnation. Now he's writing this letter, amen, to the church at Philippi. And you know, he's talking about his own life, you know, and freed from the stagnation of yesterday, amen, and victories and the emotional paralysis mistakes. Amen. He's giving this testimony. He's just sharing his heart out to the brothers and sisters. Amen. The leaders at Philippi. He doesn't want them to go through the things, amen, that he's going through. Amen. Freed from the stagnation of yesterday's victories and the emotional paralysis of yesterday's mistakes. Amen. How many mistakes I have made over the years. I'm not talking to any of you, my brothers and sisters out there. I'm talking about me. Amen. Theodorus Lee. Amen. My wife was here. She was saying he's telling the truth. Listen to him. Amen. Made many mistakes. Amen. When I didn't really have to. Amen. Yesterday's mistakes. Paul knew the only thing that ultimately counted was knowing the Lord. I want to say that again. The number one thing that was ultimately counted was knowing the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father, amen, the power of God, being obedient to his will. Isaiah, I have a number of scriptures, but I'm only going to share one because I don't want to take too much more time. Isaiah 1:19 says, if we are willing and obedient to God's word, we shall eat the good of the land. We shall drive in the best of the land. Amen. We shall wear the best of God. Amen. Amen. And the list just goes on. Why? Because when we put God first in our life, when we put the Father first in our marriage, amen, when we put the Father first, amen, and doing what he has created us and called us to do, amen, then everything else, God will see to it. Amen. At the point of time when we're mature enough to have it, amen. Some of you out there, and I'm using myself as an example. Well, out there in years past, amen, I want this and I wanted that and I want this. And my wife said, honey, why don't you just slow down? We don't need that right now. We don't need that right now. What we need to do is we need to stay in the presence of the Father, and we need to give God glory for the things that we need and that he's blessed us with right now. Amen. Glory to God. And so God doesn't want that for you, my brothers and sisters. And even spiritually speaking, amen, you want to be a preacher of the gospel. Amen. You want to be a minister. Amen. What's the purpose of it? Is it to wear titles? Amen. What is the purpose for it? What is the purpose of that spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially? What is the purpose? Or is it for you, or is it for the glory of God? Amen. And to be a blessing to others. Amen. If I want to say out there, if I could hear, but I'm going to tell you, say anyway, if what the word, what I'm sharing with you, amen, is truth, I want to hear you say amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God's word is true. Amen. All is rubbish. And Paul said, I came to the knowledge that all is rubbish. It's not, it wasn't really worth it. I went through a lot of pains and suffering, but it wasn't worth it. Amen. Looking back now, freed from the stagnation of yesterday's victory. I'm just backing up a little bit. And the emotional paralysis of yesterday's mistake. Amen. You made more than enough mistake. Don't stay in that place. Amen. Get up out of there. Amen. And get your focus on God's will for my life, God's will for my marriage, God's will for my family. Amen. God's will for my children. Amen. Paul knew that the only thing that ultimately counted was knowing the Lord and being obedient to his will. Glory to God. I want to say that again, Dr. Bird and Pastor Willie. Amen. I'm going kind of fast because I feel like I'm taking a little bit of your time. Knowing the Lord and being obedient to his will. All God wants us to do, amen, is to just press into his will. Father, not my will, but your will be done. Not only was his past subsumed by this singular passion, his present imprisonment could not snatch from him the joy of knowing Christ. Here's Paul in a prison cell. And I can guarantee you it probably was a whole lot worse in the prison jail back then versus here today. Amen. And I've worked in and out of the jail cell for many years as a chaplain. Amen. And I can tell you it's not nice in there. But compared to back then, I'm telling you it probably was like maybe a Cadillac. Amen. The living room or something like that. And the only thing was in his past was some, I'm just backing up, by this was his passion. And to be in the perfect will of God. That's more important. That's what's all about. If we're doing anything and God is not getting the glory out of it, amen, we need to sit down and we need to get before the Lord and say, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Amen. Why am I missing it here? Because if you're not in it, amen, it's not going to get any glory from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the other point of reference is that knowing could not snatch from him the joy of knowing Christ Jesus and the prison chains. Could not. Now, that's when you know, how do I know when I'm walking in God's peace? Well, one of the ways, not the only ways, amen, is whenever, you know, something happened, you find yourself in a situation and seem like it's not working, but yet you did that because you had the peace of God in your heart to do it. Amen. And Satan just coming up against you. Everything that we do, amen, it's not that we make a mistake. Sometimes, amen, we're in God's will, but Satan tried to get us to think that we're not in his will. But you'll know, one of the ways we know when we're in God's will is you will always feel God's peace on the inside of your spirit. I feel you're listening out there, radio audience. I feel your spirit. Amen. You just slow back. Amen. You just come back. Amen. When I say that, you wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Amen. Do those things that are pleasing to God, and God will always give you the witness of his peace. That's what I want you to do. Yeah, you keep doing that. Everything is just fine now. Amen. And you won't go through a lot of unnecessary changes. Amen. He was in prison. Present imprisonment could not snatch the joy of the Lord. In prison, you knew you got the peace of God. Amen. God, him from pursuing God, nor dull his effectiveness in ministry. He was still sharing the gospel, doing God's will in prison cell. God loves us, and all he wants us to do is just stay in his will, get in his will, and the rest that we desire from him, it will come, and it won't be any pressure. Amen. God not dull his effectiveness in ministry. Philippians 12:14. I want to read both verses of these scriptures. Paul said, not that I have already, this is Philippians, amen, verse 12, 3 and verse 12 through 14, I believe. I'm going to read down there. Not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ, amen, not Paul, that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold for me.
Yeah.
Verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have anything apprehended, but this one thing I do. What's that, Paul? Forgetting those things which are behind me. We got to let a lot of the past go. Some of you out there, you're walking in strife and contention. You're still holding people, amen, and behind jail cells, spiritually speaking, if you will. You got to let those people go, amen. Forgive them and go on. That'll hold you. That'll hinder your will. I'm going to read it again. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. What's that, Paul? Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are ahead. Verse 14, I press. He said, I'm keep going. I don't care if it's hard today. I don't care what I'm going through tomorrow. I don't care what's up against me tomorrow. Amen. I'm going to keep on pressing because why? I know that I'm in God's perfect will, and if I stay in God's perfect will, God's going to make everything all right with me. The devil will have to bow his knee, and he'll have to bend his neck and confess that Jesus is Lord in your life. Amen. Apprehend one thing, forgetting those things, and doing it, reaching forward. Forth to those things which are before me. Amen. God's will is for us to be sound in our mind, peace in our spirit, excellent health in our body, plenty of money in our pocket, so we can be a blessing and furtherance of the gospel. Amen. And be a blessing, amen, to people. I'm just about finished here, and I thank the birds for their patience. Amen. I'm going to wrap this up real quick. That was Philippians 4. Philippians 1, 12 through 14, Paul's desire to know Christ sprang from no other motive but to enjoy him. He wanted Christ for Christ's sake, not his own. He was a lover of God, not a user of God. And whether he moved in Christ's resurrection's power or was stretched to his last ounce of endurance, it mattered little for Paul. It was all a part of the most fulfilling journey of all. And what was that? Truly knowing God and his will for his life. Glory to God. Amen. My time is up, and I thank the birds for being a little patient with me. Amen. And sharing that word. And, again, it's an honor to be on the broadcast, be invited again. And, we thank you very much for having us again today. Dr. Bird and Pastor Willie Bird, I turn it back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
God, it's time to get your praise on. Let's do it. Joshua's true. Everybody, clap your hands.
Bye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we love that. Oh, my. So many of you have talked about that song, hallelujah. That's Joshua's troop, like the troop of soldiers, hallelujah. And you can get them on YouTube, hallelujah, glory to God. Or go to your music store and buy the CD, glory to God. We're going to get the CD. Joshua's troop is off the chain, hallelujah. They're praising God like we ought to all praise God, hallelujah. It is a good day to praise God. Isn't that right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
Yeah, what day is this?
Hallelujah, Easter, Resurrection Day.
Oh, Resurrection Sunday. And Pastor Peters, if you would take us to the throne of grace right now, please.
Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to worship and praise you. We thank you, Father God, for the celebration, Lord God, all over the world. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, going to the cross for us, for me, Lord. Oh, God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I just praise you and I love you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, from the rising of the sun until the going down, the same your name is to be praised. Hallelujah. No one can do us like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for loving me.
Hallelujah.
God, if I was the only one on the earth, Lord God, oh, hallelujah, you would still love me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
God, for the word that has gone forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you, Lord God, for the word that's going to be coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the hearers. Bless the young people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, from the youngest to the oldest, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
God that's listening. Oh, hallelujah. Let the word of God be broken down so that they understand, oh God, and bless their thinking and everything, Lord, while we have listened, oh God, to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you. Lord God, we just can't thank you enough. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Father. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless the pastor, bless the bishop, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the word of God that goes out all over the world.
Hallelujah.
Name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for our Pastor Theodos Lee and the Pastor's
Amen.
Corner. We thank him and we know that the Spirit of the Living God richly blessed all of you that listen to knowing God, knowing him. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about if my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face, that's know God, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. For knowing God, for knowing him. God is God, and above him there is no other. Hallelujah. We bless God for the Pastor's Corner, for the tremendous, awesome, dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Pastor Theodos Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. God bless you, Richard. We thank you so much for being a part of this service. We praise God. You just add the icing on the cake. Hallelujah. We thank you so much. And right now, we thank God for all those who have tuned into this broadcast. Angela Hill, God bless you. Janetta McCoy and Raymond McCoy, Sr. and Jr. and Byron McCoy, Sr. and Jr. and Corinthia Johnson and James Johnson and Loretta Johnson, hallelujah, and Sean and Juan Johnson, they're a bunch of twins, God bless you, hallelujah, and Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you, and Bishop-elect Norman Nevins, hallelujah, God bless you, and Minister Linda Blackwell, God bless you, Sterling and Barry and David and Reggie, and glory to God, and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany, glory to God, and Coco, and Faith, God bless all of you. Glory to God. God. Hallelujah. Ronald Harris and Mother Dolores Harris and Angie and Beth, the whole Harris family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sheila from Jessup's and Prophet Cynthia and QB Stevenson. God bless you. And Dominique and Justin. God bless you and your families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Regina Bruce. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Julie. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Joshua and little Mitchell and big Mitchell and any Mitchells in between. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all of you. Joseph Powers. Hallelujah. God bless you. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Carolyn and Doug and Teresa Wilson. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We thank glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice and Yvonne and hallelujah. God bless you. Glory to God. And Sister Gloria, God bless you real good. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. And Damon and Dion, God bless you. Hallelujah. And another Damon, hallelujah. And Dwight, and hallelujah. Glory to Apostle Dwight and LaVon and D'Artagnan. Glory to God. God bless you. And Linda and Sandra and Tommy, God bless you. And glory to God. Elder Rosetta Carey, God bless you. Archbishop Carey Robinson, God bless you. Archbishop Marcia Abrams, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Pastor Lance Palmer, God bless you. Pastor Thomas Swin, and hallelujah, his wife, First Lady. Hallelujah. God bless you there. Hallelujah. God bless you. Don Street. God bless you, Pastor Don Street. Pastor Jason Roseberg. God bless you and your family. And I thank God for Pastor Jason Roseberg through his auspices. We have shared over, I imagine, over 300 produce boxes and food boxes and meat boxes. And within the last 2 months, we've done that through his help and through the help of Linda and Joseph Garcia of Dundalk. Hallelujah. God bless you, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody's pitching a hand in this thing. And we thank God for it. Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Denise Brown, Major Denise Brown. Yeah, we promoted her. Major Denise Brown and Donald Carter, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. God bless you and your family. Hallelujah. And Francis Lewis, God bless you, Sister Francis, and your entire family and the loss of your father. God bless you. God bless you. We're praying with you and for you. God bless you. Yada Bushia Kitty, they say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're praying for, hallelujah, so many more of you, I tell you, and folk from all over the world. Jeffrey and Maria in North Hollywood, California, and Bob and Lil in Boston, Massachusetts, and Dorothy in Tarboro, North Carolina, and Jerry in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and glory to God, and Mother Boopy, glory to God, in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, glory to God, and Raymond Banks in Chestertown, Virginia, I think that's what it is. Glory to God. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Rachel and Stephanie, glory to God. God bless you real good. Oh, my goodness. There's so many. Angela Flanagan, God bless you. Marjorie Long, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Barbara Campbell, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Teresa, glory to God. Is that Teresa McLeod?
Yes, yes.
God bless you. And Cassetta?
Yes, Hester.
Uh-huh. All right. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jessica and Stephanie, who went back to North Carolina. God bless you, Sister Stephanie, in North Carolina. Glory to God. We got a lot of North Carolinians around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. And so many more of you. And we thank God for people listening to us all over the world. We just bless God for you. This is a special day. It's Resurrection Sunday. And right now, Pastor Peaches is going to read our Old Testament scripture and our New Testament scripture. And some of you who've been following us, I believe you might know what those scriptures are. Yep. Pastor Peaches, when you're ready, you can say amen.
Amen.
Oh, well, bless God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God that never changes. Ooh. Oh, wow. It's the same scripture we read on Wednesdays and read on Sundays. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is our church's foundation scriptures. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying,
hallelujah,
arise. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
Hallelujah.
Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
Hallelujah.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter.
Hallelujah.
So he made it again another vessel,
hallelujah,
and it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, New Testament scripture. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Jesus, that power in the name of, that healing in the name of, that salvation in the name of. The Bible says that demons trip up at the sound of that name. Jesus, must we blow the terror? Reason I say that Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Yeah. you think you cannot fly. I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't die. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true. And everything he promised, he would do it for you. That's the reason I say, Jesus is the answer.
Someone is going through right now, and I want you to come over and join hands with me as we pray. There's somebody right now in somebody's family that's going through right now. They need a tangible intervention of the Holy Spirit right now. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is under our feet. In fact, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We curse him from the root, command him to be bound in Jesus' name. We decree and declare the salvation, the healing, the miraculous intervention of God right now in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail. Hallelujah. This is Resurrection Sunday. And because it's Resurrection Sunday, God is resurrecting his grace and his mercy in your life. Right now, hallelujah. You know who I'm talking to right now. You know who family member I'm talking about right now. Get them on the phone. Tell them that the man of God has ordained that they be successful, that they be triumphant, that they come through what they're going through right now, victorious, being the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We decree and declare this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And right now we have a testimony from Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for the many miraculous things he's been doing in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Saints of God, the different things that you believe in God for, don't think that they are so, I guess, out of God's reach that he can't that he can't do it. I don't care how I look.
Hallelujah.
And don't try and tell God how to do it. Don't try and tell him how to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I serve Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's some things that I wanted done. Oh, my gosh. God, every time, I've never seen God let me down. See, I don't care if it's having to, after I go shopping and there's something so heavy that it has to be put into the van, and I'm saying, okay, God, how I'm going to do this? God will send someone right at that moment. One day I was coming home, and there someone had set a desk out. And I was trying, I said, oh, my goodness, I can use that in perfect condition, good brand, good furniture brand. There, I said, oh, Lord, I'm trying to lift it and not able to lift it. Here comes the jogger. And I said, excuse me, sir, can you help me lift it? And he lifted up when it, and put it in the truck. I said, thank you. God, don't you know God is he's a very present help. Hallelujah, right then, right there, on time. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And there's some work that I'm needing done around the house. Oh, my gosh. And the Lord sent, I had no idea God would use the person that he used to do the job. And then one of my daughters came past with one of her coworkers and helped out, was moving like a little beaver. I said, oh, my gosh. Saints of God, when there's something that you're believing God for, just tell the Lord. Don't put it past him. Don't try and tell him how to do it or anything. Just put that petition before the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3, my mother used to always put this scripture in our autograph books when we were coming out of high school, or in a card, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, or Proverbs 3 and 4, is lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we feel all antsy and we want to get this done. I just want to do such and such. And sometimes it may seem like some hiccups or hesitations or something or roadblocks. But don't you know all in God's timing? All in God's timing. And when it is his time, things will fall into place just like oh, my goodness. Like you would not believe. And you'll know that it was God's timing because everything just lined up. And, I mean, without stress, without a hesitation, without, and he was saying like, and then, and be done and done, oh, just so quickly. And he was saying like, and, I mean, and the love that Jesus has been showing me, I just would bring tears to my eyes. Lord, I thank you for loving me.
Hallelujah.
For loving me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. His love is stronger than a natural father's love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know a natural father,
hallelujah,
will before you even, he if he knows that you're going to ask him for something or whatever, or you when you ask him, Daddy, can I have a dollar? He reach in his pockets. He going to go through them pockets until he find that dollar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That our Heavenly Father, he knows what you're going to ask for before you even ask him. The word of God says, before we even ask, he's already answered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He has just what we need.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. More love to thee, oh Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray on bended knee. This is my earnest plea.
More love, oh Christ, to thee.
More love to thee. waters, more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and this thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven.
Lord, feed me till I want no more.
Fill my cup.
Fill it up.
And make me whole. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All of those that are tuned in to the broadcast now, and I know there's some that just added themselves to the broadcast, and I know you say, well, you usually do Holy Communion. Well, we're going to be doing Holy Communion after the message. Hallelujah. And there's a reason for that. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your power and your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left, north, east, south, and west, all over the world, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, O God, for returning 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today, O God. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now that you're defeated, for we bind you in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. In fact, we evict you in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we thank you for what you're going to do, what you've done already in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you. I just want to share. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the secret sauce, the victorious life in Christ. Hallelujah. And we call it the secret sauce. And we've been dealing, we started off with the secret sauce. Number one is to be prophetic. In other words, calling those things which be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. Speak positive. Do not speak negative. Hallelujah. Speak what you want, not what you see, until you see what you want. Hallelujah. Be prophetic in your demeanor, not pathetic. Prophetic. See, you can tell people who are being a prophetic in their approach, because you ask them, how you doing? They won't say, I'm just holding on. That's pathetic. They say, I'm pressing on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm pressing on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there you go. And then the second one is to forgive. And we got to forgive, not for other people, but for ourselves. Because unforgiveness is like you driving a car and always looking and you have your head turned to the back. In other words, your past. You know, your past is good. You look, if you don't leave the past in the past, you're going to have a crash. You're not going to get to where you want to go. In fact, the Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 23 to the end, says, look here, unforgiveness that you have now will erase the forgiveness of the past. You say, what? Unforgiveness that you have now erases the forgiveness of the past. You better get that unforgiveness out of your life right now. It's not for the other person. It's for you, baby. Hallelujah. For you, son, you daughter, you father, you mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we had hallelujah. Number three was, I think that was Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious. Realize God is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look there. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. And then, look, Ephesians 3:20 came by and said, look here, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask to think according to the power of the work within you. Hallelujah. And look here, you don't be anxious for anything, because Psalms 46 says, verse 7 and also verse 11, it says, I am God and I'm with you. I got you. I'm with you. Glory to God. And then glory to God. Hallelujah. I think 4 was face your fears. F-A-C-E, face your fears. If you singing that song that Curtis Watson and the messenger sang, I beat the devil running and I'm so glad. You're running in the wrong direction. You're running because the devil is not going to chase you to God. That's the last thing on his mind. He's going to chase you away from God. So if you're running from the devil, you're running away from God. The Bible says, glory to God. And I think that's James 1, 22 and also 25 says, submit yourself unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Resist the devil and he shall flee. In other words, he's the one should be running in terror. Now, you can do this. You can get up in the morning and the devil says, oh, my goodness, they up. Or you can get up in the morning and say, oh, my God, it's another day. Jesus, Lord, help me. You know, you got to be positive. You can't be running from the devil because he's already defeated. He's like that lion in the Wizard of Oz. He ain't got no heart. He's a cowardly lion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then number 5, that was 4. Number 5 was, glory to God, love. See, love is like the orange peel or rind that surrounds all of the other stuff. See, in the side of the orange, you got the pulp, and you got the seed, you got the membrane, all of that other stuff. See, love is the culminating thing. By this shall men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. As another scripture says, if you say you love God and hate your brother, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. Wait a minute. Now, don't get mad at me. I did not write that, and I came too late to change it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got the glory to God. Love is like Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. Is love, and all that other stuff after love is wrapped up in the middle of love. That's joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. It's surrounded by love. If folk can't see God's love in you, the fruit of the Spirit, you don't really have the fruit of the Spirit. You got something else. You may be perpetrating a hoax. But anyway, hallelujah. That was 5. Then number 6, glory to God, you have to go to, Isaiah 43, verse 26. He says, God said, bring me in remembrance of what I said, in essence, in my word. That's why you got to be, you read the word of God. So that, hallelujah, you can be justified. See, you're justified by the word of God. Jesus Christ made you justified because he's the living word. Hallelujah. So you bring God in remembrance of what he said in his word. Because Psalms 89:34 says, look, I keep covenant. What I said out of my mouth, I'm not going to change it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Justification. That's the sixth secret sauce. And guess what the seventh secret sauce is? Or today. Well, let me back up. Hallelujah. Just a little bit. Now, there was a guy named Clayton. Some of y'all guys remember Clayton. And he had a friend named Jay, and they were on TV for a long while. In fact, if I said the William Tell Overture, some folk will know who I'm talking about. That's right. The Lone Ranger, glory to God. But the Lone Ranger had Tonto with him all the time. But I'm going to tell you something. There was only one Lone Ranger. Jesus came. He died for everybody. He died on the cross for everybody. Hung up there on that cross. He was in the middle. There was a thief. There were two thieves that hung on each side of him. But, you know, all the brethren, all his disciples wasn't up there on crosses around him. They may have saw their doom later on, but he was there alone because only he could take the sins of the world away. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you would read, glory to God, that first scripture.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The secret sauce of the day is the meal that heals. The secret, this is a secret of victory in Jesus Christ. In your life, walk with God. I know that some of you only take communion once a year. That's on Easter. That's today, or Resurrection Sunday. Some of you only take it once a month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I got news for you. If you want true victory in Christ, you say, I ain't never heard this before. Well, you need to read the word. You need to take communion every day. Come on now. Glory to God. Read that scripture.
Isaiah 63:1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dry garments from Bora? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the garments of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Jesus Christ was hung up for all of our sins. That's why in the genealogy of Mary, in the genealogy, you see liars, thieves, murderers, backbiters, whoremongers, all kinds of folk, because they had to be in his genealogy, because he could not have died for all the sins of the world unless all of the known sins of the world were manifested in his genealogy. See, y'all didn't know that. And when Christ was stretched out on the cross, his hands were nailed. Isaiah 53 says, 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his nails in his hands, those who have carpal tunnel syndrome and all problems with their hands and their arms stretched out, he was crucified for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nailed in his feet. And now people have arthritis in their feet, and they have, what do you call it, gout and all kinds of leg problems, and some folk can't walk. He was hung up for that. 39 stripes, they call it 40 stripes minus one, on his back. That was for you to have back pain and have scoliosis and spinal bifida and disc problems and nerve problems. Glory to God. He was hung up. You know, science said, before they realized what they were doing, they were confirming God's word. But years ago, science said there are 39 major categories of sicknesses and illnesses. And then somebody said, you know what? But the Bible says that he was beat with 39 stripes so we could be healed. Oh, and they stopped. They changed that. I don't know, about 20, 30 years ago, they dropped that. But see, we know the truth. Those 39 stripes took care of every disease, even coronavirus. It's covered by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. The 72 thorns that were pressed in his head. They were little bitty thorns like you might see on a little rose bush we got in America. Some of those thorns were 2 inches long, and they pressed into his head. And why were they pressed into his head? Because, and science says this also, that 75 to 98% of all diseases, illnesses, and disorders come from our thought life. In other words, they originate in the brain, in our minds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we understand this because there are over 90,000 miles of nerves in the human body. And they all begin in the brain and the head. And so when those thorns hit his head, hallelujah, glory to God, migraine headaches were taken care of, post-nasal drip, problems with eyes, ears, nose, and throat were taken care of, cancers of the brain, of the mouth, of the nose, glory to God, blinded eyes, glory to God, were taken care of. Somebody said, well, what was Christ guilty of? He wasn't guilty of insurrection. He was guilty of healing the lepers, making the dumb talk and the lame walk. He was guilty of opening up blinded eyes. He was guilty of taking some fish and some bread and feeding thousands. He was guilty of coming into your life and making you a new creature. All things were passed away because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's that next scripture?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:23-31.
Read that.
1 Corinthians 11:23-21. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself.
Mm-hmm.
So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Mm-hmm.
But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Come on now.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
Go to the next scripture. Yeah, I want y'all to see a progression here. Come on now. That's communion right there. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 10:7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
Jesus came to do the will of the Father. God wanted his people back. God wanted his creation back to him. He wanted you, glory to God. I know that you're hooked on drugs. I know that you're not doing what God said do. You're going to church, but you're still shacking up. You're lying. You're stealing from your job. Hallelujah. You don't have a job. You are beset with all kinds of habits, and you're beset with all kinds of things coming at you from the left and the right. But God says, I want to give you hope. It's in Christ. Yes, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants for you. If you don't have a more abundant life, you're living beneath your privilege. Read the next one.
Psalm 24:7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Glory, Bosha, Karada, Bosha.
Everlasting doors.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. See, you know, there's some people in this world that did not like Italians. And they're the and they're the descendants of the Romans, you know, Rome, Italy, because they said that the Romans killed Jesus. They didn't kill Jesus. No human being could kill Jesus. But on the cross, he said, it is finished. Oh, he said, into thy hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. He had to dismiss his spirit so the body could die. Because while his spirit was in that body, body couldn't die. Romans didn't kill him. He dismissed his body. He told his spirit, get to God real quick. And then God told him, said, look here, your job is not over. Because you got to get the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And those keys are in hell. You got to go down to hell and get those keys. And then start reading that scripture again.
Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors.
Hold it right there. And the demons cried out. Jesus knocking on the gates of hell. The demons cried out. Read some more.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Okay. Read some more.
Who is this King of Glory?
The demons cried and said, who is the King of Glory? And you know what Jesus said? Go ahead. Tell them what Jesus said.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Come on now.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Yes.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Come on now. Now, he had to tell them again, look here. Let me in. Okay, go ahead, read some more.
Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
And they said, they asked again, that's a retarded demon. What did they say?
Who is this King of Glory?
Come on, what was the answer to that?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory.
Hallelujah. He went on in there. Boom, boom, boom. He said, devil, come on. Ted. Hallelujah. You thought I was God. You thought you got rid of me. I was just on a weekend special. Hallelujah. Oh, that God. I borrowed Joseph's tomb just for a weekend special. You know how they have a hotel weekend special? That was a hotel weekend special. Now, come here. Trembling energy, I take those keys to death and hell. He snatched those keys and went over to Abraham's bosom and preached to the captives and then led captivity captive, took all of them to glory. I'll read another scripture here.
Hallelujah. Matthew 27:54.
Okay, hold on right there. I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus died on the cross, hallelujah, the sky turned dark. There was an earthquake. And then what did the soldiers say? Read that.
Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
Hallelujah. And now I need to explain to you why this is the secret sauce. Go to Exodus. Go right to Exodus 12, verse 13.
Exodus 12:13 says, and the blood shall be on you, be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
God said, when he see the blood, he will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. That's why you want to have victory. Victory can only be in Jesus. It can only be in Christ. You must understand that when you take communion, hallelujah, it's the meal that heals. That's healing in the blood, the healing in the bread. That's healing in the, that's healing and salvation in the whole Holy Communion, because the elements actually turn into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God looks over your household, when he looks down on you and your family, he don't see a slate roof or a tin roof or a solar panel roof. All he sees is the blood of his son, Jesus. And if you got good sense, if you know, hallelujah, know what I'm talking about, you want to have the blood on your house, not once a year, not once a month, not once a week or twice a week, but every day. Because you want God to see the blood. So he said, again, when I see the blood, I will do what?
Pass over you.
Glory to God. And none of the diseases of Egypt will overtake you.
Amen.
Of the world will overtake you. Come on now. It's on the doorposts and lintels of your homes. That's a secret sauce. That gives you authority and power. Your house is under the blood. That's why you got to have a righteous house. You can't be letting your son and his girlfriend shack up in your house. You got to have a righteous house. Come on now. No way she can, the little boy Sata. Hallelujah. We're going to do Holy Communion right now because y'all got the message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 11 chapter, verses 23 to 30. You heard the scripture read. Examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. Hallelujah. And we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Hallelujah.
And we love the covenant names of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And what are the covenant names of Jesus Christ? I would venture to say maybe the number one covenant name is Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We repent of everything that we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission,
yes,
please forgive us as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Yes.
We forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. We hold no grudges and no resentment and no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We examine ourselves and we comprehend, be fully aware of what your body and blood has done for us. Now, your words say, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We take communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So right now, hallelujah. I want you to, hallelujah, glory to God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Likewise, hallelujah. The word of God says, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children. Matthew 15:26. Likewise, on the same night the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup, and when they had given thanks, he said, hallelujah, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. And Father God, we thank you for family daily confession right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You better put some hands together and act like you know it's in here.
Put your hallelujah.
Jesus, your love.
Hallelujah.
What does it do, y'all?
pity, the hateful, the grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. Trying to be cute when I praise the great and high. I keep the lies be bumping, keep the jumping, make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Get the table turned, ain't no stopping.
Just look.